The Swine Health Information Center is highlighting the increased risk of foreign animal disease transmission posed by the movement of people during the holiday season. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its November e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says globally, foot and mouth disease virus continues to expand across multiple areas of the world, and African swine fever was seen for the first time in Taiwan.
This first case in Taiwan involved a 300-head sow farm. When they did the investigation of this herd, it was potentially suspected that undercooked swill or garbage was the source of the outbreak. Since the outbreak was identified, the Taiwanese government has been very proactive in implementing different things that they can to reduce and stop the spread of the disease, such as culling infected animals, quarantine the farm, and also any movement restrictions in or out of the property. What this means, though, for producers in the U.S. is that it can still be a threat. Because there are farms that may feed swill, it is always very important to ensure that you're cooking any kind of garbage to the right temperature. But even more importantly, don't bring in meat and meat products into a farm, because this could be for foreign animal diseases, but also for other diseases as well. And right now, during the holidays, there's going to be an increased movements of people going overseas and traveling. So it's very important to remember, don't bring any sausages, cooked meats, or even any other meat products from overseas back into the U.S. or back into your farm.
Dr. Becton observes when people travel overseas, they may want to bring comfort foods or foods of interest back from their home countries. She says the public does play a role in protecting North American agriculture by not bringing unapproved meats or meat products into the U.S. The Swine Health Information Center's domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.